Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Enterprising Agent. I am very excited to have a special guest on this week's episode. I want to introduce to everyone Felicia Saraceno, who's going to be talking a little bit about how she got into real estate and, more importantly, a unique niche that she has developed for herself. So if you are figuring out how to brand yourself or how you can set yourself apart, this is definitely an episode you're going to want to listen to. Felicia, thanks so much for joining us today on The Enterprising Agent. Talk to me about how your first year has been and what you found to be the biggest challenge in your first year in real estate.
So this has been a very interesting. I was working full time and I worked in senior living. I've been a senior living executive for over 10 years. I did it in Connecticut and I do it down here. So I work with seniors who need to from some to have a placement within, you know, senior living, assisted living, independent living and whatnot. And so this year I was trying to learn and trying to get up to speed, but the market was moving so quick because there was a buying frenzy that happened. Everyone had that buying frenzy that happened. So I was finding myself working full time and then also trying to do real estate with friends or family members who are coming down and helping them at nights and the weekends and whatnot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. You know, I do have a family. So it started to become just a lot of different, you know, you're pulled in a lot of different directions. And I was working till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a great reputation in the senior living industry. And I was always trying to figure out what my niche was. And I couldn't figure out what that was. I said, oh, I'm helping people, you know, move down from New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, you know, where my core, you know, friends and family are from.
Right.
And I just couldn't figure out, you know, how was I going to make this work? This is something that I really want to do. I love it. It's a passion of mine. I enjoy it. But how am I going to do this? So I've had a lot of doors that have opened for me. And I, you know, it's funny, God has a funny way of opening doors and I wasn't walking through them. Mm-hmm. And so I finally decided one day, I said, you know, God's trying to tell me something. I have to start walking through these doors. And I was approached by a colleague of mine, someone who I also consider my friend, to come and help them. They have a growing business and they help seniors just like I had in the past, because that is my background. You know, I'm a core trained administrator for the state of Florida. I'm also a certified dementia practitioner.
Okay.
And she said, why are you still working in a building? I know you want to do real estate. You know, why are you doing this? You're driving yourself crazy. So what she does is she helps people regionally find senior living. So she acts like a broker of sorts. Instead of working for one place, she works for 91 buildings. So she helps families find exactly where they need to be at for what their level of care is. And it depends on price and location and what the care needs are now and what they're in the future. So she said, I'd love to have you come and work for me. And then when it's time for them to list their home, I could use you and give you referrals for that. And so I really, you know, sat down and of course, you know, I had to think about it. And then I said, you know what? I've done so much education for senior living. I have helped so many family members and so many presentations. This is where I need to be. And this is where my next steps are. So I took the leap of faith about a month ago, and it is amazing how many doors have opened for me. And so right now, I am doing everything that I've always done before with helping families and coaching them and making sure that the loved one or the senior themselves is getting the care that they need. But now I'm helping them on the other side because a lot of families don't live down here in the Naples area. They live up north or California, all over the country. And they go, what am I going to do with this house?
Right.
And now I say, well, listen, I can come in, I'll help you declutter it, stage it, and we'll list it and get it on the market so that it's one less burden you have to deal with. Some families still want to use the house so they have somewhere to come visit.
Right.
But a lot of families down here have multiple homes. So it is a predominantly senior area, mm-hmm. Southwest Florida, as we know. There are thousands of agents just within the Naples area. And so this has really helped me to figure out how I'm going to help my clients and fulfill that need that I've always helped people in a crisis period.
Right.
So I'm still doing that for them. And I'm helping a lot of families right now who just don't know which way to turn. It's overwhelming. If your loved one falls and ends up in the hospital and they tell you you have 3 days to find the right place for them to move into, where do you start?
Yeah. And that's fantastic that you've been able to find the way to marry a little bit of your previous experience and your expertise and translate into something very directly related to real estate. And I think it's really impressive that you're only a year in. Most of our listeners are brand new agents. Most of the agents that I coach are brand new agents, less than 2 years. I want to ask you, there's so much confidence in your voice and there's so much control. You know, my dad needed to go into assisted living and we were selling his house and I wasn't an agent. I'd be like, oh, she's going to take good care of him. And a lot of brand new agents get really wrapped up in, you know, the red tape or the nitty gritty or the, I don't know everything about everything related to real estate. They kind of stop themselves in their tracks. And it sounds like you were able to kind of get over that hump that a lot of new agents face. So talk to me a little bit about how you continued to kind of educate yourself about real estate while realizing that this door was opening and still maintain that confidence and a little bit of that fearlessness.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's something that I do work on every day. I have a mentor and my mentor helps me every week. We have a call. We have a team call and she helps me a lot with making sure that, you know, when you're with a client, and as we've all had professional careers before. And as a new agent, you have to find that grounding for you. You have to find I don't know everything and I'm still learning every day. But at the end of the day, the things that I do know, I have to be confident in front of my clients or they're not going to use me just as much as I'm confident when I talk about senior living. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing it for 10 years. You know, I've been an executive director. I've had hundreds of people work for me. So you have to take that knowledge that you know, harness it, learn it, memorize it, know it, and you have to move forward. I also go to lunch and learns, you know, for real estate on a weekly basis and coffee and collabs every other week. I am not as confident there as I am here in a room full of other agents.
Yeah.
And my mentors brought that up to me. And she says, I notice a difference in you. And I said, because I am not the smartest person in the room anymore.
But sometimes that's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I have to learn. And so I am very good at being a chameleon in that sense. I know when to be forward and to be that forethought person to think. But then I know when I need to sit back and know my place. Mm-hmm. So as I gain that experience and knowledge and then more deals I have that are under my belt, so to say, I'm going to build that confidence within real estate. Take, for instance, I did get a referral from another eXp client and they need some help with a friend of theirs whose mom is going to be selling their condo in this area. And, you know, she asked me a little bit about my background and I told her, and she said, I think you'll be perfect. And so I talked to the family. And when I was talking to the daughter and just trying to understand kind of where they're going at, everything for senior living kept pop. So I was able to, you know, because I don't know, I'm not the best person at CMAs and, you know, I'm learning and I always show my mentor. I was able to kind of pivot that into the area where I am an expert at and gain her confidence. She sent me a message later on thanking me for taking the time to speak with her and looked forward to working with me. But she also sent the agent that gave me the referral a really nice note that was forwarded to me.
Oh, lovely. So
that helps me a lot, you know, to make sure that I am on the right path and I am helping people. And real estate is no different than networking. If you can network, you can talk real estate to anyone. And as we all know, as new agents, you take the course, you take the test course prep.
Yes.
And it teaches you laws. And
how to not get sued.
Answers. Yep. And other than that, you're done and you go, now what do I do?
Right.
And I was with a different brokerage at first who wasn't really helping me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a mentor. And then I switched over to eXp in April. And I have a mentor now. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to do that. But it is overwhelming because there's so many things coming at you. And it's like, oh, do this training. And here's Greg Cardone. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, sometimes too many opportunities can, you know, create distractions. I just recorded an episode I try to do on this podcast, a weekly or biweekly little motivational moment, just a real short, you know, 8 to 12 minute. And it's so funny, all the things that you are, or a lot of what you're saying are things that I brought up about, you're never going to know everything and that's okay. It's okay to not be the smartest person in the room. We all have some sort of experience we can bring to the table, yours with a specific demographic. You know, mine comes from a lot of customer service background. It comes from, you know, my personal experience. I love telling first-time homebuyers the story that when I decided to buy a house, I was rocking a 510 credit score and I had to like buckle down. And so finding those people that can relate to you, your expertise, and your story, I think is what really helps bring those niches to light. So, you know, especially my first year, I was the first-time homebuyer whisperer. I was the credit whisperer. I was the one that didn't tell anybody no. And sometimes just coming at it with that level of service and kindness and going, I understand where you're coming from and we're going to get through this together, mm-hmm. no matter what the situation is. And I think especially in the realm that you primarily work in, much more so because it is so, and can be so emotional because you're dealing with, you know, the idea of an aging parent and what that means just in terms of quantity of life and quality of life. You're dealing with the memories in this house. This may be a house they've been in for 50 years that they brought kids and grandkids and had, you know, Christmas parties and maybe lost a spouse. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it beyond just the transactional nature. And I think it's lovely to think about, make, you know, that kind of universal idea of, you know, houses are more than just, you know, the bricks and the frame and the roof and the foundation. And if we treat our clients in that same way, that's where success and those referrals and feeling good about yourself at the end of the day is really going to come from. And I think you've definitely tapped into that, especially being a brand new agent.
No, thank you. And, you know, we help people all the time. You know, when you work in senior living or if you work in customer service, you know, we're here to help people and people just want to be heard. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't need a solution. You just need to have consensus. And one thing that I noticed, you know, I've been selling for years and I sold something that was undesirable. So nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I'm moving to memory care today, mm-hmm. or I'm moving to senior living. Nobody does. No one goes and looks because they just want to explore what their options are.
Right.
They're prompted because of a medical need or they've had a fall or they had a scare or their neighbor had a scare. And now they want to make sure that they're prepared. So I was always in a really tough industry. It's a very competitive industry. You know, I had 36 competitors within a 15-mile radius of me and I had to justify why I was thousands of dollars higher than someone else, you know, I
right.
can go down the road and make sure that they can get the same thing in their mind for a cheaper price. It's no different than explaining why your commission is X and your other person that they talk to is a point or two less than yours. You have to understand that you're still selling a product and why you're good at selling that product. And you need to get them to understand that you're the best option for them. And in the end, you're going to service them the best. It all comes down to customer service. Absolutely. Because someone could say, you know, and I'm just throwing it out there, the average is 6% for commission. Well, I know a lot of places in town that are doing 4% and 5% commission. And they go, well, why? Why are you so much more? And then I explain to them and I show them the value, which is explaining your product to them, no different than I've done in senior living. And then I'm not here to convince you. I'm here to educate you and give you the facts. And that's just how I've sold my whole life. And either you understand that and you go, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, or no, it's not for me. And that's okay if it's not for you, because Absolutely. That's another sign from God that, okay, this maybe not the right client for you right now. So it doesn't always work out the way you want it to. And there are a lot of road bumps that have come up against, you know, me along the way.
Assuming that we get everything with a little bow on this one deal that we're trying to get closed out, of course, yeah. It'd be the most difficult one. This is about to be my 100th transaction in just under 3 years. And, you know, even me, there are times where I have questions and I got to go to someone who has a little bit more experience or maybe is a little bit more specialized in that sort of thing. Like when I wrote my first farm and ranch contract, I'm a city girl. I don't, wow. You know, I don't play in dirt. I don't like nature, yeah. You know? And so going to someone who is like, hey, I've never done farm and ranch. I know how to write a contract. I understand the concepts, but there are things here that I don't understand, mineral rights, things like that. Can you make sure that I'm relaying to the listing agent what my client is intending for me to relay? Or
even last spring, being in this crazy market and learning how to write an offer when I never had to before. And I'm the 25th offer that went through. Mm-hmm. And you go, well, I hope I did that right, you know? Yeah. And if you don't have a mentor to review everything for you and to make sure that you did put in everything that you need and you told your story the way you need to for your buyers, you're not going to excel. Yes. So I really made that great decision to come over to EXP and get that mentor, because now I have that. And I must text her about 15 times a day.
Like my agents do with me, and that's okay. And being on the other side, you know, it's great to hear someone who is, I'm going to make an attempt. And I know that I have someone or maybe even several someones behind mm-hmm. me that is there to make sure that I am not going to fail or that I'm not going to feel like I'm left on my own. And even me who's, you know, talking to our broker, you know, because I'm, you know, I am now a mentor and will be on the mentor program, but even going to our brokers and knowing that we have that support system of, hey, I've got a dumb question, or, hey, I think I messed up. Can you tell me if I messed up and what my options are to fix it?
Yeah.
And being okay with admitting what you don't know, because mm-hmm. the people that are there to help you and have volunteered to help you want you to succeed. I tell my agents all the time, ask questions. Again, no such thing as a dumb question. I wouldn't have invested so much time. I wouldn't sit you down, you know, once every 30 days for an hour goal setting session and putting together an action plan if I didn't want you to succeed. So mm-hmm. it's okay to not know everything. Make that attempt and I'll help fill in the gaps for you. And I think that's such an important thing, that doesn't matter where you are in your career, having someone or several someones or resources that you know you can come to keep you motivated, accountable. Again, knowing someone who is smarter in the room than you are is what makes people successful, because you don't get complacent. You don't go, well, I know everything. I have nothing else to learn. That's where people get stuck.
One of the other points that I did this year too is, yeah, I've been in marketing and doing marketing plans and campaigns for years, you know, of course, in a different industry. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I took as many classes as I could with my schedule. And then I set up social media accounts, really Facebook and Instagram. And I started to give education and information. And one of the things that I've done this past year, pretty successfully, but I'm not the best person out there, is push myself to do videos, do live videos, to do when I go to a new construction, do a video walkthrough and put that up on my YouTube page. I am getting more consistent at it, but it does make a difference. Right now, I have almost 700 followers on Instagram, which I just started about a year ago. So it's pretty good, but I was not getting the referrals that I thought I was from them until I started doing videos. And so I started explaining my niche on my video and sharing it to my personal page because I have personal pages on both of them.
Right.
And then my phone started to ring. So I wasn't for about almost 9 months. I was posting things. I was posting every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day. And I would get people to like it or to comment, but I wasn't getting to the next step. And my mentor told me, you are not showing enough about your life. You can't make it all about real estate. You have to do more live videos. And so now that I've started to do that, I'm now seeing that come through.
Because people want to hire a person. They don't care about the logo on your sign. They don't care about where you hang your license. They don't hire a brokerage. They hire you. And even if it's from a referral, it's because someone told them, oh, she took such good care of us. Or, I love telling the story that I had one buyer that we were working with for the longest time. And she sent me 3 of her friends and coworkers that we closed before we ever were able to get her approved for a mortgage. And why? Talk to Stephanie. She's working with me. She hasn't given up on me. And that's what I would hear over and over. And it's really about letting people know who you are, what your vibe is. If you're super business minded, you're going to get those business minded folks. If you are super fun and personality and, for me, it's, let me show you around my great city of San Antonio and all the things that I love to do and highlighting local businesses. And so I get the small business owners or the San Antonio natives. I know one agent who also has a pet sitting dog walking business. Mm-hmm. So she gets all of the folks that donate to the Humane Society. She gets all of the pet owners. They just gleam onto her. Yeah. And I think you're right that letting people know who you are and what you're about and a little bit about just kind of where your values are at and not even in a, a big picture sort of way, but just what do you enjoy? Because you're kind of married to these people for 30, 45, 60 days while you're getting them through this transaction. So you want to make sure that during the good times that the two of you just enjoy each other's company and conversation. And through the bad times, you can kind of see eye to eye and having that personality come through or, what your hobbies are, who you are as a person beyond just being this real estate robot is so important. And I think a lot of agents miss that, especially, going back to the, I have to know everything before I take that leap. I don't, I've never done every type of transaction in my whole real estate career. And so now I'm too afraid to do anything. No, get out there, let people know who you are, what you're about, and people will just become attracted to you and the anticipation of the level of service that you're going to provide.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's important. And it's outside of my comfort zone because I'm the editing queen. So I always make sure it's all edited perfect.
Yeah.
If I'm doing, and this has just been my whole career, if I'm doing a picture, do I need to Photoshop it? What is the case?
Right.
Because I've also been doing graphic design. And so for me to post an Instagram video live with a filter on it, if I don't have any makeup on, that's a huge leap for me. And I've done it, but it's not, it just shows more about you, who you are.
Right.
And it's not this perfect, pretty picture of this person or this perfect edited video of this person who is just reading a script or, you've memorized what you wanted to say. So I try and do things off the cuff. I do a lot of it in my car because that's when I think the most.
Same.
So people always see me with the seatbelt on, but I'm starting to do more and more of that and get back into that groove of trying to do, a couple of times a week. So it's due.
So where do you want to take your business in the next 12 months?
So within the next 12 months, I want to still be able to help the senior population. That's generally what is down in the Naples area right now. I do want to try and attract new agents to come work with us on our team. That's a goal of mine to make sure that, you're getting the most out of the brokerage that you have. With switching within a brokerage as quickly as I did, it's made such a big difference to me. So I've already attracted a couple of local folks here already to make the move. And they're so grateful that they already have. So I want to be able to do that. Yes. And really just grow my name as more of a staple within the community, but then also as an education source and as an expert within my field.
Wonderful. Well, if people want to reach out to you to talk about real estate opportunities, whether they're an agent or they're looking to find a solution for a family member or just general questions about real estate in the Naples area, where can people find you?
Sure. So you can always go to my website, which is FeliciasLuxuryListings.com. If you want to follow me on social media, my social media name is a little different because it's Naples Paradise Living. And I do showcase a lot of what Naples and Southwest Florida has to offer with some local business spotlights.
Wonderful. And we'll put all of your contact information, your website and your socials down in the show notes. So if you want to reach out to Felicia, just click on the show notes and you'll be able to find her. Felicia, thank you so much for joining us today on The Enterprising Agent.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this and I'm glad we were able to connect.
Same.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of The Enterprising Agent. Go check out our brand new website, still under construction, but you can visit theenterprisingagent.com. That's where you can sign up for some coaching sessions, as well as some free resources that we're going to be rolling out over the next few weeks to help you build your real estate business. For The Enterprising Agent, I'm Stephanie Stone-Robb. Now go out and tackle your day.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.